Podly Dum.
All the cycles.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ratsla Podlitum. That's Podlitum All-Star spelled backwards, baby. My name is Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and choo-choo, the express train has arrived to take some on a journey far, far away from here.
I literally wrote beside of this that you would pick that quote. I'm so proud of myself when I do that. I'm Jada B. Crump, and I'm really excited about the challenge, but I'm not excited to read these medical terms.
And I'm Alexander Price, and I love mail.
Yes, Shannon!
And we are here today discussing Cycle 17, Episode 4, Anthony Zeiker, or as I've retitled it, The Girl Who Said All the Words.
And if you want to say the word sponsor, you can do so by going to anchor.fm/podlitum. One more time, that's anchor.fm/podlitum. And you can give us as little as 99 cents a month and become a recurring sponsor of this podcast. And as always, we appreciate each and every single one of you who don't make us read a devastating, there's been another sponsor canceled.
You buy in and you're in a community, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to sell other people.
We're no MLM. We're not Tyra Beauty.
Talking about money, this house is so fucking ugly. And also, clearly someone has bought three lots and smooshed house together. I still don't know where this house is, but it seems like maybe it could be in like Eagle Rock. So like East LA.
I think one of the most devastating parts about the top model houses is success or fails. They always came in with a hard theme.
Mm-hmm.
And this house is not only ugly, but half the reason it's ugly is that it's nothing.
Yeah, this house's theme is I'm a big house.
I have pictures of top model contestants.
I have a stage in the middle of the foyer, which seems inconvenient.
Hey, and a piano. They could turn it into a cabaret bar at night.
Ooh. There's something about this place that makes it feel like they don't actually sleep here.
Yes.
Like they go to an actual hotel and come back into film. And I don't think that's happening because we see too much bedtime stuff, but like it just doesn't feel lived in.
If you asked a child to describe a super fancy house and they were like, well, there's red curtains and a piano and lots of stairs, like
mm-hmm.
Yeah, digital art is back.
Cropping yes. Angelie right out.
Bully crops Angelie out, and we don't have citations of who said
no, they're still quotes. Who said them? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable booty tooch
that font
being farted out of Allison's behind.
It really is.
And then not the Alice, some symbol. And
yeah, those S's were incredible.
The
O's were insane. Yeah, some kind of street sign I've never seen before.
The O's had gotten a tie over. That didn't work for them.
Not the Alice home.
Allison does some advanced top model stats. Lets us know that she went from 8th to 1st.
8th is a bit better than 1st. Oh, a bit better?
And then we get Lisa staring blankly into the... In my head, she's staring directly at the camera and saying, here's a fucked up thing you did on my cycle.
Yeah.
She says, everyone watch out. Lisa's opening a bottle of wine.
Look.
America's Next Top Model. Love to highlight me drinking.
And then we get the flow cousin it.
Mm-hmm.
Monologue.
They're like, yeah, we did. It's like, no, hey. y'all, this is making you look bad.
But she also does drop that she went to celebrity rehab. And I was
she calls it also celeb rehab.
I mean, I'm glad Lisa is sober at the time. I don't know if that's true anymore.
Eh.
But celebrity rehab was not the pull.
Your quote, Alexander, your opening quote, is even, this is just quintessentially Shannon to me, because she's sitting in their little confessional space. And it's clear that she has been talking for a while.
Uh-huh.
People are like, this happened and this happened. What else happened? Oh, we got mail.
I love mail.
I love mail.
Oh, I love that. Oh, so much. This, I don't know why.
Right before we get to the mail, I want to say that we have a range of stuff that Top Model, because the opposite of drinking alcohol is eating eggs.
Pasta.
Oh, it's eggs. Well, you know it's Top Model eggs.
Sure. Top Model eggs.
This mail has been ill-used. It is battered and bruised. They really wanted us to know we checked the mail that contestants get. One of them looked kicked.
We only find out what three people receive. Shannon gets a letter with what looked like photos of her kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alexandria gets clothes, lemon pepper, and bagels?
Yeah, what was in that bag? Was it bagels?
It looked like bagels to me.
See, to me, it looked like the scrap bag of vegetable trimmings that my husband keeps in the fridge.
I would love to make broth. Alexander's mom is like, I'm worried you're not composting.
Make broth! I put a chicken carcass in it, too.
I also feel like we see Kayla playing with a red dress. I don't know if it's
Kayla gets clothes.
Why are people sending clothes?
I don't know. It was a really good deal at the TJ Maxx.
Maybe they were only allowed to bring totes. Or just people had issues with the weight limits.
And then in Camille's words, she gets mailed work, which later is also bills.
My box was full of bills.
It looks like it's taxes. It looks like Camille has to do her taxes.
But why did she get this adult box of not fun? Why is no one...
Camille is older. By the way, did you know Camille is older than everyone here?
Old of the hills. Decrepit. This episode made me really sad to watch the slow leeching of power from Camille.
Yeah.
I want Camille activated and reading the show to filth.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start it right now. I think of all the contestants who returned, we got the least of what I was hoping for from Camille.
Yeah, I would agree.
And look, she didn't know me anything, but like, it's so funny that in the first episode, everyone was like, oh, Camille's back. We're never going to get along with Camille. I can barely tell you one thing that happened with Camille in this cycle.
Well, she took it seriously in a way that was to her detriment.
Yeah.
I feel like she was really here to do a modeling job. Campaign and benefit her career model.
I would even say more so. She was here just to get a job and make money. Like, she just like really, and I will say this, her describing herself as too old to bounce back and being 33 and me being older than 33, I disassociated several times.
As a model.
I know, but I sat there and I was like,
different time.
You could feel my body vibrate out of itself. Like, no.
And then
Kayla tries to get out of the house.
What happens here? Because she takes three of something.
Three that bleeps?
They have to bleep out. You have to.
Tylenol?
You have to. No,
was
but
it
they,
a brand name?
They said two ibuprofen. So
ibuprofen's not a brand.
No, it's ibuprofen is just.
I hear you. I'm just saying. Still, I don't think she would have said three Tylenol and two ibuprofen. Like, why be that specific?
I don't know.
And then is like having clearly an episode from taking too many pills, whatever those pills are,
and. And she's talking about her heart racing. She can't get it to stop. Mm-hmm. Allison's look to the camera, shaking her head, because I think a cameraman runs in there and Allison's like, no, this isn't.
That was send, go away. Go get someone to help. This is not a filming moment.
Well, then Laura is immediately, Laura's like, this is bad. This goes to another room to get help. Allison is like, this is bad. Don't film. Bianca comes in. This is bad. Drink some water. Hey, somebody, this is an actual emergency. Get us people.
And then
we get a camera drop to the floor too, which an interesting shot.
Kayla's vomiting.
Yeah.
And is taken away in an ambulance.
And Laura goes with her, it turns out.
This is so cute that Laura went with her.
Till 2 in the morning.
Side of all of our contestants. I gotta say, they all do a really good job of taking care of Kayla, being there for her.
Yeah.
It is so weird though for the show to decide to hard cut from "We need to go to the hospital right now."
Why is Kayla especially being punished by the opening credits of this show?
Also, this is dumb. I know it's wrong. I know I'm bad. But does Tyra's want some seem more off-centered than normal?
It's like she's doing them in real time.
Yes. She always has to run.
What's up? I can't do
it
again.
I showed it to a friend, and my friend sat there and he was like, "But what did she lick off?" And I was like, "Let's watch it again." And he's like, "But there wasn't anything on her." I watched in real time a friend of mine's brains leak out of his ears. But what would it be?
Oh, get ready for next season, JW's friend, when it appears.
So Laura and Kayla come back from the hospital at 2:12 a.m. The Tyron helpfully lets us know.
And everyone is awake.
That's so cute.
I think they were waiting up for her.
Camille feeling Kayla's forehead and tearing up.
Yeah, I will say this. There's a couple of dumb stuff that happens now.
Yes.
Bianca going, "Kayla's thing really makes you think about the bigger picture." All right, Bianca.
Okay. And for me, it's Kayla saying that they diagnosed her with cardiac arrhythmia. She's like, "It could be anything. Stress? Caffeine? Who knows what caused this?"
Huh.
Probably the pills we had to bleep out.
Yeah, like one of my dogs, she has cardiac arrhythmia, and she had a mini heart attack on camera.
Yeah,
and we are ready to deal with that.
And has to come back.
Yeah, she's like,
She's like, "This will get me out of my contract, right?" And they're like, "Oh, you're upright and walking. You come on back, baby."
And then
she comes in looking like.
She then challenges the show by saying, "Watch, now I'm going to get eliminated because I'm a liability.
I'm a really big liability, like really big."
Has anyone spoken to insurance?
Oh my God, that's my new updated brand word, liability.
I think it's that was Britney's.
Freedom from responsibilities.
Martin said I was a liability?
She just has sketched her own word
on the back of hers. It just says insurance risk.
Look, she takes the clipboard from the end of the hospital bed and she turns her chart into her word.
Lori did one too, and hers like, "Mine's puppies now." Like, Laura.
I drew a picture. Tyra Mail, it would be a crime to miss this action with a new photographer.
The photos change subtly every time, maybe.
And then our golden retriever returns because Shannon thinks that stage 25 is a place.
We go to a stage 25.
So we go to stage 25. Were you on stage 24? Why?
I love it. I love the return of weirdly enthusiastic for nothing, Shannon.
Now that she's given it to Mr. J, she's like, "Oh, I guess I'll be back."
Yeah.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. J is wearing his filmmaker outfit, which is a Henley, a denim blazer, and the tiniest paisley scarf.
So skinny neckerchief.
I love that you can immediately tell who watches the show and who doesn't, because some of these people are activated. They're like, first of all, it's so dumb that Alexandria's like, "I feel like we're in the actual place." Well, you kind of are. Alexandria.
I just don't understand. There's actual information that sounds impressive to let you know how big of a deal CSI is. And instead they speak in these generalities that make it sound less impressive.
Laura saying, "CSI is the number one show ever in the world." Like, no, it's not. But it is a huge franchise. Yes.
Yeah. Jay just calling it one of the highest rated television shows.
Also, the reveal and cut to cast and crew only. No background, no exception. Seems like it was telling the contestants, you aren't allowed here.
But you know where we do fun bits? In Forensic Autopsy Room B.
I did love a man who commits to the bit
so hard
by wearing full suit and little bare feet with a toe tag.
Here to do bits
is Anthony Zeiker on Feet Wiki, Wiki Feet.
Also, this is later in the episode, but I love that here he's Anthony Zeiker and later he's Anthony E. Zeiker. But, you give that man his middle initial.
But yet, the title of the episode has no E.
Why?
And I just, that is so funny to me. But he makes a powerful enemy of Bree because Bree is not here for this jump scare. And I gotta say, I thought this was the right amount of top bottle stupid.
Yeah, yes, I agree.
He does make a strong choice in how he starts speaking, though, because he goes, "Hi, ladies," like he's Cookie Monster.
I wonder if he got dehydrated while he was laying there for
so
long.
He is a writer and a producer. He's not an actor.
Okay, so CSI, I love CSI. I think it's also a fascinating show in how they can just spin it off and they all last forever. And
yeah, this is silly.
But they don't all last forever.
I've never seen an episode of CSI, but I used to be very into CSI New York.
Well, everywhere. I have people who only watch CSI Miami. Like, you kind of find characters.
CSI Miami is the wildest one.
Well, yeah, but you kind of like find the cast that you like, basically. But sure. He honestly seems like a
although
cool
if
dude.
Someone tells you their favorite is CSI Cyber, get out.
Get out of that house. He has a great TED Talk that I watched in full where he talks about the creation of CSI and also its connection to Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh.
It just seems like such a pleasant dork.
Sure. I will say, I didn't find anything bad about Anthony Zeiker. What I did find, though, is he kind of can only write exactly specifically what he knows.
Oh, this great. Is the only thing he's done. But the thing yes. is, why would he even try something else?
Well, I love that, honestly. Like, there are too many people.
Period.
There are too many people who are really good at a thing and they become really successful. I'm like, good for you. That's great. And they're like, now I'm going to try something else because I want to be more successful in another area. And I'm like, look, very few people are Janelle Monáe. Okay.
Yeah.
Some of us can do it. Most of us can't. Do your thing. Be successful.
Most of us are Anthony Zeiker.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Because Anthony Zeiker competed in competitive forensics in college.
Yeah.
Love that it's a thing.
Grew up in Las Vegas, so that's why the first one takes place in Las Vegas.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
The first script that he wrote was called The Runner, and it was sent to William Morris Agency, returned with the message, no on writer, no on movie. And then basically, because he didn't know how to write a script or a pilot, that's why CSI has such wild energy.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't feel like any other show because he didn't know how to make a show. The one little bit of creep I found was an interview he did talking about how he thought that the nature of working with CBS was quite conservative. And I was like, oh, interesting. But then it veered into just kind of like, can't we see them titties though? Like, It was more like, we want blood, gore, violence, and big old tits. Like, and I was like,
on
okay.
Sunday.
Yeah.
I think that
PBS.
I don't know. Like, I get that.
It's fine. He's an older person
who can make an incredibly one of the most successful of all time television franchise
in the world.
Write a series of spin-off books about this adult television series and then have one of the book characters appear back in the television show? That is amazing.
And I'm sorry, the video games he wrote for CSI are also what? Canon. It's crazy.
I will say that makes sense because the phrase, the winner of this challenge will air in a fall episode this season, was a weird choice of words.
It could have been any franchise.
Just,
but also, yeah, will air? The winner will air?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he misspoke, but I also think he was literally like, I'm going to see how good you are.
Yeah, also I can put you anywhere. Like, whatever.
Also, backup quote, I wrote the scene, so do it justice.
Well, and we'll learn. Everyone acts like this is the longest thing that they've ever been tasked to memorize. It is four lines.
Yeah.
The most.
I did love Bree, though, being like, will we have any coaching on how to say these words?
Loved.
And then what I love is he started, he was like, oh, I know what you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. Mr. J was like, no.
Stop, you're ruining it. Fail.
We didn't even make them do an accent. Get out of here.
I love Dominique going, God forbid I find his email address.
I know myself.
There's that crazy Dominique glint.
I'll send him my reel.
For anyone who might be confused, this is not how auditions work.
Shockingly. I will say that, like, sometimes they want you to be off book. But you are often given, like, I've had some that are very short. It's less sure. than a page. And they're like, if you can't memorize these three lines. Sure.
But they're probably not giving you 30 minutes on the day.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, yeah. You would have a couple of days, probably.
Yes.
Also, because, you know, she's not long for this world. Camille planning on being recurring before she has booked the job.
I loved it so much. She comes
especially
in like,
when like
I'm gonna be Camille, in the theme song.
Canonically, not an actor.
No,
wanted her to fall into Laura's sculpture so badly. I also Kayla.
I'm
this here.
Sorry, I'm a lab tech, but it's really taking me away from my time sculpting.
You know me, Mallory. Right?
It's taken me such a long time away. 2 months. 3 months, 4 months.
Hydrocodone, methamphetamine, scissors.
Kayla says, half the words are longer than my face.
What does that
mean? She has a real small face.
Sure. I was about to say. But
is she holding the words up to her face? Or does she measure everything in Kayla face?
Oh, that's where you get a measurement.
It's like a horse, how you measure it in hands.
I love the idea. I wish post-production, come on, the word coming out of her mouth and then like tipping vertically so you can compare.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
When we get to the audition, why do we have an extra as a corpse? That could have just been a mannequin.
Lisa tells us.
I wish it had been Anthony, and at the end he's like, I have some notes. Like every time. Come on, man.
Lisa tells us that acting is something she's done growing up through the years. And Lisa has made money doing things, commercials. Given her later definition, I'm sure Lisa has acted.
No.
Let's say the definition now.
Yeah.
She says she's the last person to go, and we'll get there because there's a lot to talk about. She says after Anthony gives her some good direction, I'm going to listen to the direction, but to me, that's not acting.
The worst person you've ever had to
I know, right?
From.
I.
That's how you break a thumb when you don't do the blocking correctly. And I have no sympathy for you when you break your thumb on my thigh as you run past.
That's the person who says that they speak fluent Spanish and then walks in and has three words.
So a cute thing about the script, the character's name, because I was like, it's weird that you get a full name, right. Marley Torito. That's a sort of a name of Anthony's wife, Michelle Torito.
Oh,
so it was like he was like, oh, I'll give a little shout out. And if it was a real character, I was like, oh, he's trying to do a little shout out to his wife. In my headcanon, she's the fan of America's Next Top Model, and she demanded this happen.
Do it.
I'm sorry. I heard Brie was going to be on this cycle. We got a cast.
So they do get a co-star. Robert David Hall.
Mm-hmm. Who, I will say, he's fine. He does change one line every so often. There is a line he doesn't ever say the same, which kind of goes against the whole critique of this audition.
But I do hope he's speaking his day rate.
Well,
I wonder if he was, like, tricked into coming here. Wow, he was on CSI for 287 episodes. And that doesn't include the ones he was recurring in.
Wow.
It was in
wow.
over 300 episodes of CSI.
CSI ran for 15 seasons. CSI Miami, at the time of this filming, CSI Miami, CSI, and CSI New York were currently airing. But Miami was on its last season, and New York was on 7 of 9. CSI was on 11. And Cyber was still 3 years away. And then...
just a glint. Just a gleam in Zyker's eye.
And then CSI Cyber. Vegas, which was the reboot of the original series, ran for one season recently.
Yeah, that just happened.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of medical terms. Mm-hmm. The funny ha 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 thing is none of them remember them. We find out later there may be an additional reason why. But...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that seemed weird.
Seems like that's not how it should have been done.
I don't really get why that would have happened.
So left it in. Dominique, I love, just says all kinds of stuff.
Oh my God.
I also did love Mass Grass Mass.
Yep.
Mass Grass Mass was brilliant.
Poor Camille is fully shaking. Never just seen her so
nervous.
Well,
she knows she is terrible at doing this.
Mm-hmm. I love Bianca adding in Neosporin.
Biotin, Neosporin, and Metamorphine.
Metamorphine.
I also loved Allison's little damn when she fucked up.
Also, I have a question for you. They all have a prop that's literally
with
a chart.
With the script.
I was about to say.
Yes, it had those words in it.
Yeah,
they had those words.
Robert David Hall supplying Kayla with barbiturates and with his finger, and the show gives him a ding. And then Kayla responding, "You're a good doctor." It was
perfect.
Great.
So funny. I loved Alexandria.
Yep.
Is he going to say it? Forgets what it is and tries to act her way out of it by resting her hand or her head on her hand, going, I'm like, you know what? That's not the wrong thing to do. Nope. Just act your way through it. They can cut around that later.
There's a gross moment, I'm going to say. And maybe I am imagining things, but I rewound it to make sure. It seems like Anthony Zeiker ogles Angelie when she comes on set.
Hmm.
There's just a little bit of like up and down eyebrows, which not the worst, but not the best.
I didn't get that, but maybe I was distracted by the quote of all quotes. Mm-hmm. Of I sing, I act, I model, the fans love me, everybody loves me, I look good.
And you know what? She gets the most words correct thus far.
Yes.
It's a good audition. You know what? I'm sure everyone is, including Angelie, is tired of everything, every note just being like, give us some more of that 716.
Everyone except for Angelie needs
I'd
to
I'd actually
stop
like a little more
it.
718.
You want that Marble Hills? I just need everyone else to stop saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, at some point, everyone else decided that
they
were
also
all given
they, like,
permission.
They give other people credit for it. It's like, thank God Jay said that. It's her thing. And yeah. Anthony Zeiker can't know.
No.
Sure. But.
And then, like, what's 716? Why do we keep saying that?
Is that a code?
And then I just wrote, way to go, Brie.
Brie was great. Brie was clearly the best audition. Yeah. It was not close.
No.
Yeah. There was a second, and it
was
Angelie. There was a gap between the two.
Yes.
And then when Lisa comes on set, before we get into the whole thing of the matter, now we get multiple takes. Why are we only seeing this with Lisa?
And more importantly,
and Anthony will reference people getting better throughout the takes later.
Yeah.
It's like, that would have been nice to see.
Yeah. The show only wants to show you the first take because they're the worst then, I'm sure. But Lisa, and I'm truly, honestly, I guess she just said it so many times that they could not edit it out. She was like, they were like, oh, you're ready to go? And she's like, well, it's been a while since I read the lines, obviously, since I'm the last to go. And we find out later that she claims that there was an hour and a half since the last time she got to look at the script before she had to go.
If this is true, is bullshit.
Bonkers, bananas.
The fact that they weren't given the script in, like, stages and then like they were given it for 30 minutes before they went up and then removed it
or
just like literally give it to everyone. Like, I know it'd have been a little unfair then for the people going first, but just like give it to everyone and then be like, okay, who wants to go? You know what I mean? Like, because some people would be like, oh, I want more time, and some people would be like, I got it now, let's go.
Yeah,
well, how auditions work.
Mm-hmm.
It is wild to me that on a day when they knew they were going to be acting, Lisa decided to put on shorts, because that outfit under the lab coat is so funny.
Really added to the character of intern Marley. We find out a special specific about CSI is that Autopsy A is where reveals happen. We gotta move rooms.
Yeah, Autopsy B is where pranks happen, and then the real work happens in A.
And then it's obviously Brie.
Yes, but I really hated this comparison of the level of class between Brie and 716 Angelie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he was setting them in opposition. If I'm trying to take on face value, sure. But the way that it was said and edited and the way that the show has treated Anjali, it comes off not good.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like, to me, maybe I'm seeing him through rose-colored glasses, but to me, Anthony is a victim of a lot of, like, the circumstance of what the show has already presented about everyone, and yeah. His stuff in a vacuum would probably not be that noticeable, but we're just so protective of Anjali now.
I also want to give a shout-out to Brie for growing into a makeover that she really hated.
Hate it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now is just carrying it supernaturally.
Yeah, and not still talking about it. Mm-hmm. I could not find the episode or clip, but there are so many interviews where Brie mentions that she did it or was going to do it. So it's like...
It was on Cyber for sure, 3 years in the future.
Oh my gosh, I would love. But she has an IMDb that lists a lot of other things, and it's just not on there. And I was very surprised by
that. Maybe they cut her out?
Maybe.
If anyone has more info, let us know.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Brie was the best. None of them were great.
No. When we read our Tyra mail, there are a lot of jokes about Kayla almost dying from a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Tyra mail was a little slow to load there.
A little dial-up modem situation.
Yeah, Tyra screen was having a problem.
Express. That's Tyra mail.
So they head to an extravagant property in Beverly Hills.
Another... ugly mansion.
Why is the theme of this cycle mansions?
Well, this one I do know where it is. This is Mansion 45.
Like Stage 25?
Mm-hmm. Why did Shannon not tell us that?
And according to their rental page description, Mansion 45 is an iconic location for high fashion and celebrity photography. This whimsical chateau boasts stunning views and an opulent interior. Whimsical chateau.
I just love that Mr. J matched his shirt to the marble.
Oh. Yeah, it's just one tacky place to another, this time with dolphin fountains.
Those dolphin fountains.
Bringing back the petite cycle. Laura's like, oh, yay.
Oh, look.
My friend.
It's Nicole.
Jen, is that you?
I want your read, Alexander, because this is going to go one way or the other on Lisa Gavalis.
Yeah. Boo. Yeah. Boo to Lisa G, as she's currently known.
She's known as Lisa G?
That's what her brand is now, Lisa G.
Good.
Her brand is G.
She seemed like a drip.
She had a real sourpuss.
CMO of Express, Chief Marketing Officer.
Why does Allison trap her hair in her scarf? Why does she always like wind her scarf around? Do you ever do that, Hannah? You have long hair.
So I always take it out immediately.
Because
that's, you don't want itchy hair pressed hotly against your neck.
Yeah, especially if you're like wearing lip gloss. That's just asking for hairs in your gloss.
Not hairs in your gloss.
Once again, our two most stylish contestants, Dominique with the classic jeans and the blue button-down tied at the waist, looks incredible.
So good.
And Bianca in her cape.
Yeah, you know what? It was a strong choice, but not a wrong choice.
No,
I liked it.
She looked great, I thought.
Ugh, how happy must Shannon have been when she realized what this was?
Right?
She was like, ah, the campaign for Shannon. Perfect.
And I hope y'all are ready for some... corporate feminism. Guess what, ladies? You can be anything, but really you can be one of four things.
And mostly related to a man.
The girlfriend of a man.
A girlfriend of three men.
No, it's always one man and two in the background watching, doing something
the
else.
Couple in the background.
Kissing.
The flirt with three men.
Ooh, harlot.
The cool chick. Who ignores men. And the socialite who employs men.
I was about to say who owns them.
The male models I could literally find nothing about.
Oh my God, it was so funny. So I paused the episode because Amazon has the feature where you can click into X-ray. The cast members. Yeah, yeah. And it just had them listed by their first names. They didn't even get last names. I guess because they're not all stars.
David and Sean
introduce themselves with that, and immediately Josh gets re-Tyron to Joshua. Uh-huh. So Josh didn't even get to say his own name. No, your brand is Joshua.
He was fine.
I was on Camp Sean.
Were you?
Yeah.
Was he the one who did the funny lip stuff?
Yes.
Yes.
He seemed like he was having a ball having it all in every picture. Because
Joshua was just constantly blue stealing. It was so funny.
Joshua was just so like what you think of as male model.
Yes.
David seemed to sleep in half the photos.
What was going on? Did David have a bender the night before? Because Jesus. He barely said hello.
It was so odd.
The photographer is clearly the in-house photographer, Alvaro Gouveia.
He seemed nice. I liked him.
He was also, I did a little bit of research, and he's a working photographer who is working. So, and he seemed very professional.
He was not here for shenanigans. He was here to take pictures for work.
That's why Lisa G's here.
Ugh.
I love the stylist going, ooh, they fit good. That must be the best thing for, not the best thing, but like it's such a good moment for a stylist when something fits perfectly and you're not sure if it's got in. You're like, oh, yes. Perfect.
So
fit.
Angelie is first and she gets socialite. Or she says she was humble at first, then she moved down to New York and became a real rich bitch.
Perfect story. That's all I need.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say, okay, I have a question generally about y'all's vibe with Express, because mm-hmm. I've shopped with Express for men, not a lot, but a couple of times. I found the button-down shirt I got from there itchy, but I have liked other garments from there. What's y'all's take on Express? Because the take of like what the show thinks Express is very different than what I at least have for Express for men.
Yeah, I used to really like Express.
Got some cute stuff.
Yeah,
for sure.
It was like the like affordable upscale, but still kind of a little cool.
It felt one level up from a lot of places.
Yeah.
Express is just not my vibe. Sure. Not my thing. I would aspirationally attempt to shop there in high school when I wanted to look a little bit
older.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I shopped there mostly. Yeah. Is when I was like 15, 16, 17, where I would be like the most adult looking of the people at school.
Gotcha.
But it was never a good fit for me. It's also a lot of semi-formal slim fit, which even when I was skinnier was never kind to me.
Express for men is also very into their slim athletic fit, mm-hmm. which I think is an interesting term to
Which now, it's funny, athletic fit for now feels like more room.
Yeah. Like we've changed our definition of what that
is. Athletic is like, oh, you've got maybe some muscles and you can't fit in clothes.
It's bigger on the arms, shoulders, and chest a lot of times.
Pants.
It's because back in the day, fitness just meant thin.
Yeah.
Mm. The Incredible Hulk fit. It's like, where would you bust out if you suddenly became super muscly?
Oh, that's where the stylist should ask. Where you bust out?
Where's your bust point?
Everywhere.
Oh, that's your bust
everywhere,
size.
Everywhere, honey.
Oh, can't contain this. When Kayla, this hat that they put on Kayla.
The cool chick hat?
The cold chick hat.
Fun.
Was a choice.
And then they're mad when she pushes it up.
So you can see her face.
Lisa G is plucked about this hat.
Lisa G, I just have to note, also says to Angelie, don't arch your back too much. And I'm like, oh, nobody tell Lisa about the booty tooth.
Oh, is Express not on brand for booty tooth yet?
You don't tooch an Express.
How did they not?
Tooch Express. Oh, my God.
You know, you can only take the tooch local.
Y'all need to stop. Y'all need to end this. How did Brie not get girlfriend?
Right.
Literally her brand.
Right. Right. Also, what was Bianca talking about? Saying she's gonna push the limit of flirt.
I think she meant she wanted to be playful with him and push him away. She was like, literally push.
Oh.
That was what I read.
Because
she wanted to be like pushing him. Like, stop it.
It was framed like she was going to bust a titty out.
It really was, though. The way she was like, I just want to take flirt to the next level. And you're like, how? Oh, God.
No, I took it to mean she wanted to be like, push you away.
Well, okay. So Bianca has a great moment and a terrible moment.
Yep.
So her great moment is that she calls out the show again by saying, in the real world of modeling, you aren't given a word.
Well, you are given a brief, usually.
I think that's fair, but I think I get what she's saying. Is like, you wouldn't be with other models. You're
not here to be the flirt.
No.
Yeah.
No one seems interested in listening to Bianca, though, backstage.
The rest of them know what show they're on.
They show Bianca talking to Mr. J in a way that makes Mr. J very upset with her, but in how it is presented to the audience is so sliced up and edited that I truly have no idea what she said.
No idea.
He is legitimately upset afterwards, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a way we haven't seen a lot of. But she does say, unless it was super chopped up, which it could have been, that out of all the girls here, I'm the model. And I feel like Shannon should have poked her on the shoulder and went, excuse me. But, like, I like that Bianca is challenging the show to be like, but this isn't what we've now learned is modeling.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And this is for like a real client that is part of the prize package. So yeah. It feels like
I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Lisa, as the cool chick, is very strange with the male models.
Lisa, once again, creates an environment of danger.
I'm the cool chick. I'm the cojones of the group. I got the swag. I'm the in crowd. It's like she's trying to sell them drugs.
Yes. Like she is a cop trying to sell drugs to youths.
Josh, David, Sean, first one's free. But also, these jumps, these were some rough jumps.
Not,
but also, like,
model-esque.
Nigel's feedback last week was gross. But having received that feedback, it's like, don't jump.
No.
Maybe
no.
Don't jump.
I love that Camille just said, Express would never hire me. Too old to book.
But I also love that when Camille comes on set, the photographer goes, you look great. And she goes, thanks, it's Express.
Perfect.
I didn't hear that.
Perfect.
That's so funny.
That's so good. That's so funny.
I bet she doesn't even know the joke she was making. That's so real.
Thanks,
I love
Express.
That.
Oh. I love Express.
She'll still try to book, even though she says, I'm not going to book.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of her point is like, I wouldn't normally book this. So if I can book it here,
I can book it anywhere.
Well, it's like my only chance to. I liked Camille. I do think she had, look, I'm sorry though, going up and downstairs is a harder setup. I'm making an excuse for it. I know, but like, it's harder.
It is harder setup.
And also, she definitely fell.
And as we'll see, it's definitely the photo they chose, where she is mid-fall.
Back at the house, Lisa starts blaming the male models
for being tired.
Well, look, they really didn't want to pick her up. No. And that was Mr. J's dumb suggestion. And somebody should have been like, nah, they're good.
Yeah, this is the beginning of the storyline of we need to treat male models like human beings, please.
Well, but the show's not that. The show's
I know. I'm
the
saying
opposite.
From my perspective as a person watching this.
Yeah. Look, every one of those male models is just a little rib, whatever his name was. just wanted to do a good job. These are the worst suspenders so far.
Oh.
Why are they getting sexier
over just future. A vest. You know how you wear suspenders over a vest?
Mm-mm. Not to fan.
Notoriously under vests.
Is this also the first time we've heard the N600 stores part of the Express prize?
Yes.
What a weird specific. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense because maybe literally Express was like updating them in real time while they were on set.
Also, why, when your feelings of Anthony Zeiger aside, why is Anthony Zeiger here and not Lisa G?
Yeah, that I will say this. This didn't make sense to me at all. Like,
nope. The prize has already happened.
Yeah.
Well, it's also strange that this wasn't a commercial episode, right? They had the acting challenge. There was supposed to be a commercial.
And Express has commercials. Like, yeah. You could easily have done that. In fact, you could have honestly done almost literally the same thing with a small script. And it's like, okay, you're going to be one of these four personas.
And we'll take photos.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just weird. I get, like, Lisa Gavales is not going to, like, be like, ooh, what a title of an episode. But, like, she's the client.
Mm-hmm.
It was just weird. So Laura's up first as the flirt.
I think this is pretty good.
I think it's good for Laura. I like it. I think it sells what the outfit is.
I do think the face is stronger than the pose.
I don't like this little hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's this picture is a story. If she's supposed to be flirting, it really looks like all three of them are surprised she's there.
Yeah. It's like she like wandered over in the middle of their conversation.
Yep.
And they're
it would be stronger if you cropped out Josh and David.
Yes.
Oh, it was just the two.
Yeah.
Well, I like the thing he's wearing that Joshua is wearing. Yeah.
Love that shawl collar.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair also looks wiggy because the wind is picking it up.
I'm just going to say right now, a lot of these shots to me look weirdly photoshopped, and I don't know why.
I don't know why.
But some of them, I'm just like, did you composite this from 4 different photos? Why does this look so strange?
Oh,
this is not actually one of them, though.
No, this one looks like they're all in it.
Yes.
I think it's fine. It's not top, but it's like fine. It's workable.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla is next.
One of the photos where it looks like they were all photoshopped into one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I will say this feels the most expressed to me.
Mm.
It does. This one also, though, feels the most The Vampire Diaries TV Guide preview picture, because like none of them are interacting with each other at all. To the point that the male... I'm not disagreeing with you, Alexander.
I'm just saying cool vampire CW show and Express are not exclusive.
No. Oh, yeah.
Especially with all those leather jackets.
Yeah.
So the one male model in the back who is literally looking away from camera and down. That's the only thing that makes me think that it's not separated in Photoshop Tana. So I was like, why wouldn't you pick a better David photo?
He's tired. Or he was just coughing.
He's hungry. Like, Lisa told us hungry.
As weird as this hat is, I kind of like the... This feels very California to me of tiny shorts and scarf and big furry hat.
This outfit actually feels very first 58 degree day of weather in New York.
Sure.
Where people get real excited, but it's not actually warm enough to wear these clothes. So they put on shorts and all of their winter stuff.
But I think she sells the brief.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, they get on her about her face, but I don't
I like her face.
And they make no mention of the fact that she was in the ER.
Nope. Zero. Kayla's like, oh, are they going to say that I had a heart attack and I need to leave?
Mm-hmm.
I
don't
know. Please?
Do I need to bring it up?
Dominique is next with Cool Chick.
They give Dominique a hard time about her mispronunciation of words. And she said, did you believe it, though? Like, in a funny way, she made a joke. And Anthony was just like, no. And I was like, let her be cute, Anthony.
Yeah, that was the worst of the Anthony moments. I was like, okay, we're taking this too seriously. Like, she lost.
And I gotta say, oh, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, the vibe. These clothes don't look like they're from Express on Dominique.
This is my favorite photo of the week. I would have given her number one call out.
I think she is stunning.
Yeah. I get your point. It looks almost like a Gucci moment.
Yeah.
With the gold and the fur.
Yeah.
I see the number one call out. Mm-hmm. I think this is great picture of Dominique. It's kind of nothing of the male models, and also some of them look mad at her for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why.
But
I'm trying to get through.
The belt does not look like it existed on her.
Nothing. She doesn't look like she existed in this photo.
She was created by AI.
Yes.
I think she's also so gorgeous. Though. I think she just looks so good. And this outfit could have been like way too much.
This and feels like
she sells a rough outfit.
Mm-hmm.
She is dressed like Dominique in last season in that high fashion ad where like she isn't matching at all the vibe of the male model.
Oh, the socialite's going to pee.
Yes. And I like I said, I think her face and I think her hands and like her modeling is good. I just don't, this is not Express in a weird way.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think she killed it.
I think she looks great.
Yeah.
Bree is next as a flirt.
I don't care about any part of this picture except her right hand gently resting on that model's upper thigh.
It's a flirt.
There is something. It's too much. And this is coming from a slut like me. That hand is woo.
Because I actually really like her moment with the other male model. I think they criticize. I like the face.
I also like the face.
I think it like she's like the only one who's actually interacting with them. And I guess that might not be the Express brand, but
continuing the the thing story of David being terrible at his job, him creeping on this threesome that's happening, and he's like, it's very weird.
I like to watch.
It very much is that. But I'm sorry. I know she was just trying to interact with everyone. And like, this was another photo. It's how do you be flirt with three? Well, I've done it, I suppose. I'm correct.
I've lived
myself.
A life. I don't know.
Whatever. Well, I do things. I'm not the prude of Top Model Podcast backwards.
She's definitely doing the flirt with Joshua and Sean, and they look great in this photo. But that, the hands.
They look hand. So much more engaged than in any other photo, yes. though.
Oh, there's one that Sean looks more engaged
well, so far,
in.
So far.
But yeah, crop David out, and it's actually a great...
They're so mean about it, and I don't understand where this meanness is coming from for this photo.
I don't know.
It's a good photo.
They keep saying she has a bad smile, and I'm like, number one, I don't think she's necessarily smiling. Even though you have teeth, it seems like she's almost like making fun of him. Like,
yeah.
Silly.
Yeah. And also, you've got Tyra right there, and we know what her smile looks like. So,
oh, for
like,
real. The one thing I wish they had criticized on Brie was her panel outfit, because she wore a bracelet that had balls on it the size of the things you find at the McDonald's play place.
Tyra is too busy telling her how amazing the CSI opportunity is, which she calls, it could be door opening and a whole career happening.
You know what? She used verbs, nouns, and adjectives?
All the hallmarks of a sentence.
Alexandria as a socialite is
It is
next.
So funny to me that Tyra is really invested in everyone knowing that she knows what a socialite is. Because, you know, there are all different types of socialites. Young ones, old ones. Classic Tyra Too List.
This photo is bad.
It's so bad.
She's a madam.
Is she pointing at them behind her? Like,
I think
there they are.
Where is she looking? Why does she have a mannequin arm?
Oh my god, that hand.
But the close-up of Sean playing with his lip, like he's about to turn a page and like get some spit on his thumb, is incredible.
At least they don't look. The story of this picture is weird. She's a mannequin that came to life and then started a brothel with these three men.
I mean, like, Anthony is gonna say later that he wouldn't pay for half a face. Why does Alexandria get to pose with 2.5 models?
Yes, because they're not people. This photo sucks.
It's
hard.
Really bad.
And talk about one not looking like Express.
No, this doesn't look like Express at all. She looks 100 years old, and not because she looks on, but like she's dressed that way.
Mm-hmm.
This all red suit with these wild buttons. Look but at this V of buttons.
This pose is insane, though. This pose
it's
is
so
just
weird.
So weird.
And it's a shame because it's one of her best looks in panel, even though it's like animal print. She has hands in pockets, slick back hair. I'm like, she clearly can look super fresh and young, quote unquote.
Not the look. Allison as the girlfriend.
I need to talk about this photo. These
speaking of hands being in inappropriate places.
This is worse than Bree's hand.
Because
this?
I mean, at least
of course
Bree,
it is.
Bree's hand was flat on the leg. His hand is well, first of all, it's holding her hand, which you can't see because her arm is completely obscured.
Yeah, no. So he looks like he's has a claw scratching up.
And then, sorry, but his face is just too O-face for my liking.
Yeah. Also, the gay couple strolling in the park.
Love them.
Best part of the photo.
Also, I'm sorry. Allison's face is not good.
No. I will give it that it's different for her, but I prefer the other one.
I just love that she's like, this is my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Look at my boyfriend.
Like, he's doing it again.
To me, it's like that couple that's super gross in love to the point where you want to stop inviting them to stuff because when you open the door for them, they're in this pose and you're like,
I like You know what I do like about this photo? That she's wearing black nail polish. That seems fun, but I...
I appreciate that, like, Allison really tried to do express. Because she is not someone who's going to get hired for this.
At all.
I think that they're a couple that you are in line at an amusement park. And you turn around and they're the couple behind you. Like,
are you going to do that in the car behind me the whole time?
We're at Disneyland. There is a child behind you.
We're going to make a child too.
This photo is what the gays need to point out when terrible people say that we're pushing sexuality on children. It's this photo. Straights are doing it.
How did no one notice or comment on this?
We're also, so wholesome in the background. We're just having a nice little stroll.
Also, this fur scarf that they piled upon Allison.
Love it. This is such a bad photo.
Ugh. Camille is next as a socialite. Fully her falling.
Fully her falling. The story of this one to me is her with three bodyguards.
Bodyguards?
Yes. Why is he pretending
to... doing the thing!
Like, what? And then why is David being like, don't approach her?
Oh, well, I guess Joshua's like a crazy fan.
Yes, it's two bodyguards.
An ex-employee.
Ooh.
And the weird thing is that I don't think it's an amazing picture of Camille. She was also falling. But, like, I think this is one of the ones where it tells a full story.
She does seem rich.
This is also believably an express ad.
Yeah.
Except for the weird bodyguard thing.
Yeah.
It's not my worst picture of the week.
No.
I don't think she's doing much.
No, it's pretty stiff. But, like, she's also not doing bad.
But, like, if you wanted to send home a stiff photo, Alexandria was right there.
Jesus.
If it was just based on photo, I would have sent Alexandria home. I'm going to say it right now.
Cool chick Lisa is next.
Lisa does an old-timey moonwalk to panel.
With tiny shoulder holsters on.
But her head is dressed for snow.
She's dressed like the vibe of Kayla's picture. I'm going to say something. I don't think this is a great clothing ad for her because you can't see most of it. I actually think the photo itself, I'm surprised as successful as it is.
Yeah. It feels very American Apparel.
Yep.
Or you're even like American Eagle.
Yeah. Like, honestly, it could be a shoe ad. You could basically sell the pants from it. I'm surprised that every male model looks good in it. And she can, one thing Lisa can do is she can really produce a beautiful face, even though there's a lot going on.
But
she, I do think one of the reasons they were having a hard time with this is that she's not doing anything to help support her own body weight.
No, she's a dead weight here.
Which is something, if you have grown up doing some acting, you learn at some point, I feel like, to help support your own weight when someone lifts you up.
Yeah.
Now, how did we feel, though? Alexander, please, you're setting it up.
Since when is the model in charge of directing a shoot?
Sounds like Lisa was trying to be professional.
Sounds now, like something Alexandria got a lot of shit for last cycle.
Also, it's Lisa G's job and Jay's job.
Not Lisa D, Lisa G.
And also, male models are also working. So if they need a break or food, they should get a break or food because they were in every photo.
Yes, they were.
So why is this a problem? They're not just props that everyone at the panel,
why do you even know their names?
Starvin' Pose.
Hate this much.
I really want to know what the end of Lisa's, well, honesty is supposed to be, and Tyra cuts her right off before she can call out the show on something that's definitely said in the past.
Yeah, this is not that bad of a photo.
It's really not. And I will say, like, do I want to work with Lisa? Nah.
No.
But she's taken consistently good photos.
Yeah.
And she has fit into that brand that you want her to fit into. Like, Lisa's doing what is being asked of her.
I do think, you know, the attitude at the audition.
Bad.
While I do sympathize with the behind the scenes, I got to see this for a half an hour and then I had to wait an hour and a half. That is full shenanigans.
Oh, yeah.
But walking onto an audition with that energy is not a good idea.
Especially when you're the person who has done this before.
Mm-hmm. But it's not based in the photo.
No. Bianca's next as the flirt.
Ooh, this might actually be the worst photo.
This is the worst photo.
This is not worse than Alexandria's photo.
She is so sleepy, and her eyes are so tiny.
Yeah, photo. I don't believe this is her best photo. Also, this feels like sabotage.
Maybe. Why is Sean playing with his hair like that?
I like the choices Sean makes. He's just always doing stuff.
We never see. Up.
Look at my lip. Look
we
at my hair.
We never see David's face. I'm just realizing.
Maybe doesn't know where the camera is. Maybe he's in witness protection and he decided to model on America's Next Top Model.
No last names. No last names. It is a shame too.
Because Bianca said it herself, but like, I really like her outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has a cute outfit. I just...
This is not good, though.
This is nothing. Mm. Anjali is next as the socialite.
Tyra saying to Anjali, I heard you got like some of the wording correct.
I could not believe. Tyra... That is so...
You can read...
Anjali said insulting. Words right? No.
But was she 716?
And then Anjali responding by repeating the words and still having them memorized.
Yep.
Is the... She just... Ooh, Anjali is playing chess. She
I also love that she gave
move.
Herself her own ding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I love that she said it again. And also, it doesn't make Lisa look great that Anjali's like, oh, I still have them memorized.
Uh-huh. It was just four words.
One of them was gas, guys.
This isn't my favorite photo, but it is not bad.
I like her face quite a bit. Mm-hmm. There's something about her body positioning that I don't know if it's like the angle, like she needed to be slightly more towards camera or something. There's something funny about it.
Yeah,
right. I think her head needs to be tipped just a little further down.
I like Sean putting full L fingers on.
We got some tips from Alexandria. Now?
I like David being like, oh, let me fix your tag.
I really hate, we're going to continue it, that like there's different kinds of socialites. This is a 716 socialite. New money. Aren't we so witty?
Old money and new money.
You know, I'm truly shocked as we didn't get a Gossip Girl name drop.
I wish we had. That would have been better, though. It's just, I don't...
What Tyra's reference is.
This is good. I'm happy for her because it's nice to see her succeed. But
it's very middle-of-the-road picture, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
And last up is Shannon as the girlfriend. Shannon in her environment. No thanks.
This, once again, seems so Photoshopped.
This is the most Photoshopped one.
I'm going to gently disagree. Okay. I think that this is what an express campaign to me looks like.
I think she's doing really well. I think the guys in the back are fully unnecessary and strange.
They came over. They saw Allison first, and they were like, what the hell? And now this couple's coming over.
They're like, are these straight couples everywhere?
Also, why are David's buttons so big?
I love the idea that the gay couple owns the house, and they're like, straights, get out of our yard.
Why are you taking all these engagement photos?
Is David literally the worst model? Because he has been unfeatured in every photo.
Just doing nothing.
Also, he's not looking at them. Sean is. And he's not, and it's really funny.
Also, his buttons are too big.
I want to say that before we leave it, because I love making fun of these male models, but like Shannon is doing the good fake walking wind in your hair, actually looking like movement thing. It's a shame because the photograph as a whole is not particularly successful, but I think she is the good thing of the photograph and everyone else is.
I agree. It's also really funny to me that they keep saying that Shannon is too commercial for Express. Like Express isn't a commercial brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Shannon came in being like, well, I'm not going home. It's Express.
Mm-hmm.
I'm what they'll hire.
I think Shannon is good. I just think there is something uncanny valley about this photo.
The photo altogether. I agree.
I think that's fair.
Again, it's also so close to their heads, and we also can't see the shoes that are clearly being sold.
I hate that the shoes are cropped out. At least give us the one, you know. Yeah,
to hear Tyra call out Shannon's successful modeling career,
right?
Begrudgingly. I wonder if she was like, I didn't think Shannon was gonna last this long. I didn't think I'd have to, but you guys are right.
Wait, you like Shannon and Allison?
God, I don't know my fans at all.
So I will announce who will be boarding the express train home.
Private chambers.
Choo-choo.
No one knows what a train sounds like. No one agrees what a train sounds like.
I'll be honest with you guys. It took me a while to realize why she was saying express train. Like, I actually missed the pun the first time, and I was like, what? Because, y'all, Tyra just sometimes makes metaphors that have nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah, that's not on you, JW.
No. Not only do they disagree with what trains sound like, they disagree with what a doll sounds like.
Yes! Everyone was really telling what kind of dolls everyone had in their household.
Like, do you think the Pillsbury Doughboy is a doll?
I mean...
And Tyra, of course, can't help herself but say, well, I always say, perfect is boring. We know, Tyra.
Andre really went all in on Camille.
Hates pageant
in a
girls.
Way that seemed too intense.
Yeah.
Andre this cycle has really picked some folks that he does not like, and whenever they are potentially on the chopping block, I feel like he just unleashes.
Goes all in.
Yeah.
He also refers to someone, and I didn't write down who, as the girl in the schoolyard who's seducing everyone, which
Ew.
Is not a narrative that I would like to perpetuate.
Oh my God, I didn't even repress that.
Me too, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Also, we learned that Anthony Zeiker is apparently a big fan of America's Next Top Model. And
watches
knows
the show.
All of Kayla's expressions.
Well, and he goes, Angelie reminds me of why I watch this show. It's not necessarily about beauty, it's about character. And Angelie has the strongest character of anyone I met. And I was like, wow, mm-hmm. Anthony, that was, I don't necessarily think the show should be about that, but you are reading what the show is.
Yeah.
Someone, as they say on Twitter, clocked.
I did not love the I don't want to pay for half a face thing.
No.
Thought that was silly.
Also, you don't hire for that. That maybe Lisa can maybe say that, whether I like her or not. But
when Nigel starts in on Brie, Tyra says, oh, hater. And I thought she was actually going to defend Brie, and then she just eggs Nigel on.
Yeah.
And we get more creepy sexuality between Tyra and Nigel.
Yeah.
Then the train metaphor goes off the tracks.
Fun.
Choo-choo.
That was fun, Alexander. We need to acknowledge how fun
Thank
that
you.
Was.
It was.
Thank you.
Trains are your eggs?
Yes.
Oh.
And then for some reason, we get a commercial placed right after 11 beautiful ladies stand before me. So we have to hear it twice.
Why?
Yeah, the weirdest thing about these commercial placements is that we get recaps. We go back a couple of seconds every single time we come back.
Which has not been what this show has ever done before.
No, we come back to generic footage of the city or place they're in.
Call out order. Angelie is first.
Wouldn't have been my number one, but...
Her joy is really nice to see.
Yeah.
Really seems like second person Dominique gets screwed out of a top
Should
photo
have been
again.
First call out. I'm... Yeah, no doubt in my mind.
Then Allison is third?
So no. Then Sean should have been third.
Yeah, right? Laura is fourth.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Kayla, right in the middle, to her dismay.
And yet, sort of the best she's done.
Yeah. Then Shannon.
Should have been higher.
Way higher. Just flip her and Allison
or
something.
There you go. Solved. Problem solved.
Then Brie.
Mm-hmm. I would have put Brie slightly higher.
Me too.
Brie's better than Allison's.
Then Bianca. Probably would have been my bottom two.
Bottom two for me.
And then Alexandria, the other part of that bottom two.
Yep.
Which leaves Camille versus Lisa.
Which, I just don't get this bottom two. Like, even if you wanted to give Camille bottom three, okay.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. But this, I'm sorry, this is
I
not
get
a bad
putting,
picture.
I guess I sort of get putting Lisa in the bottom two.
Commercial.
For the commercial, you know, if Anthony Zeiker is pissed.
That's true.
So but from that perspective, I kind of get it.
I think
Camille's being put in bottom two because she called out that the show used her worst photo.
Yes.
I was about to say, it kind of feels like both of these contestants are being put in the bottom two because they're getting just a little too spicy with calling out the show.
Mm-hmm. They're getting mouthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You all are polar opposites of each other.
Polarity.
But y'all, Elisa's not in this competition anymore. She left the building, and her cousin The excuse monster came in.
Ah! What is the excuse monster's name?
So when I was in middle school,
La Puccinata.
When I was in middle school, I had a teacher who would say, you know, if you all do well on this quiz, we can watch a movie today. Mm-hmm. And then to fuck with us, if that happened, he would pretend not to do it. And we'd be like, hey, but you said we could do this. And he would be like, no, I didn't say that. You must have been talking to my twin. And this is just like a bit, like a recurring bit.
He's trying to be fun.
Fun teacher. He would be on TikTok now if he was still teaching.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. I mean, I guess he might still be teaching. I was about to say, I don't know why I aged him so high.
He's the last living TikTok teacher.
Hey, the two of them, they're twins.
Oh.
You know what? TikTok loves twins.
TikTok does love twins.
TikTok teacher twins.
Which, for some reason, that just made me think of the Kesha song. And it was TikTok teacher twins, and they're gonna dance and sing.
Cousin. Lisa would be cousins with the excuse monster.
Ooh, is cousin it the excuse monster?
Oh, no.
So we've got out of control versus in control.
At one point, she says, there's what we're calling branding. Like, she's trying to make us believe that Tyra came up with the word branding.
Martin Lindstrom came up with the word
branding. Yeah, I was about to say, we know who did.
You brought him on!
Also, when she says Camille had the excuse of, oh my god, well, I was falling in that shot, and blah, blah, blah.
Just falling to your death.
But Lisa's the excuse monster? Because it seemed like you're trying to make Camille the excuse monster.
The problem was Camille's excuse was real.
Yes.
So Camille goes home, mm-hmm. and Tyra tries to force her into an interaction that Camille, bless, will have 0% of.
0% of.
That hand does not remove from her waist.
Tyra says, shake it out. And Camille stays still. And Tyra continues talking, and Camille fully interrupts and just talks over her until Tyra admits defeat.
This is the Camille I wanted.
And then she leaves lying through her teeth.
And why did they edit in Chow Bella's when she left the house, which she definitely did not say there?
And when she performatively pats herself on the back and laughs... I'm like, oh, this is the Camille I want.
Yeah, the Camille we deserved.
I also, when she is faded out of our bizarre collage, and we can now see Dominique's other arm. Uh-oh. I'm shocked they didn't Photoshop a purse onto that arm of Dominique.
It's or just a motorcycle.
Just another motorcycle.
Oh my god.
Everyone gets motorcycles.
A tiny palm tree.
Her name. Camille McDonald. That's also her IG handle. Her bio under Instagram handle reads UDG LLC owner and CHC LLC owner. Couldn't find what that was. But I think they're real estate stuff because their bio also reads International Vacation Real Estate Property Owner, America's Next Top Model Alumni, Fitness Enthusiast, but spelled not like how Brittany spelled it, spelled correctly, and Fabulous Cook Mother. So I think it's Fabulous Cook Mother, but I love the idea of Fabulous
Cook Mother. Cook Mother.
She gave birth to a child in 2016. There's not a lot of like super recent stuff on Camille. If you look on her IG, you can see some like recent photos, living her life. What's interesting is Camille is a lot of first within the top model contestant pools.
Okay.
So if you'll indulge me in some top model math.
Please.
Camille is the first contestant to place in the bottom two for 3 weeks. She was also the first one to win the Go-See Challenge because Cycle One didn't like declare a winner. She was also the first one to win a challenge and be eliminated in the same episode. She was also the first Caribbean contestant. And in All Stars, Camille and Lisa were the first contestants to compete in their 30s. And until cycle 24, Camille was the oldest contestant to ever compete on the show.
Wow.
So when she said she was older, I mean, she had some, that was a very true thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? I just, it was good to see Camille again.
Camille Other than one of, moment, Camille was great.
Yeah.
It is really interesting to me. Sorry, I went on her Instagram while you were talking.
Sure.
That the only person, well, maybe more that I don't follow enough top model people to know. Miss J follows her.
Of course, Miss J follows her.
Absolutely. Let me see if any come up for me. But
you know, I'm realizing that comment quickly. Mm-hmm. We have seen Miss J too little this season.
Oh, yeah. Way too little.
Oh, absolutely. I'll say for me, Hannah, Laura, Kenya, Isis.
Oh, the fun group.
Oh, Takara, good. The people you'd want to hang out with.
Yeah.
Takara and Lyris, the model from Project Runway and just being amazing.
That's great.
Yeah.
The great group.
Yeah, right?
But I've always, you got to follow the one, you got to look for the ones Miss J follows.
Oh, yeah. I think that's important. Yeah. It's a shame that Camille was barely on the show. It felt like both, and I mean that both in the Camille that we remember, which again, she does not owe us who she was that first time if she wants to present a different side of herself. But the show was so ready in that first episode for her to be old Camille. And then she did not serve that, and they just edited her away.
Yep.
It felt like we got so little of her.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you what the evolution to current Camille is because she didn't give them diva.
And she just seems so stressed in this last episode.
It seemed like a bad time for Camille to not be home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm kind of glad that like her journey ended on the show when it did. But
Kayla's pissed.
Wish they'd given her more credit for her photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It consistently underrated the photos.
I agree. And I don't think Camille was ever going to win the cycle. But no. Like, I don't know.
Can we imagine in any world where Camille did a Pot Leadem music video?
Oh my God.
Would have loved that though. But yeah. So I'll miss Camille on the show, but I think I'm missing my memory of Cycle 2, Camille.
Seeing how stressy she was, I'm like, you should not have to go through all the stuff we know is coming. But God, I want the reaction shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want the performative little, like, not here for any of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because the snippets we saw were, like, choice. Except for one.
Yes.
Were choice.
And it feels like, truly, the contestants they've eliminated so far, Brittany, Sheena, Isis, and Camille, are ones who are not here to play what All Stars is asking them to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if you're here to play what we're asking you to play this episode, you should rate, review, and subscribe. We love hearing from you. We love your hot takes, your iced tea. You can also reach out to us at podleadem.com or send us an email at podleadem@gmail.com. You can find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
I'm hanging out on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm on TikTok at JW Crump. Okay.
And be sure to use the hashtag podleadem anytime you do. So we know it's you.
You. There. Over there.
So you can find each other.
And grow the Leadem Pod. So for Pod Leadem, I have been Alexander Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm J.W. Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Pod Leadem is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.